Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. I have Shachina in the studio with me from UMGC. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
It's been a while since I've actually talked with you, but it's nice to see you coming in. So what are we going to be talking about today?
So today I'm going to give you basically three pointers about what we do as the program coordinators and advisors, our learning resources that are available to all of our students, as well as the opportunities for financial assistance. And then a bonus, we have Italian classes coming up.
Oh man, I can't wait to get into it, but I did rush us. I completely forgot to ask you the question of the day, which is most important. Where is your piece?
My piece, I'm going to be cheesy, guys. It is binge watching MASH on the couch with my husband.
Oh, that has to be great. Just spending time with your loved ones, no one can beat that. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Shachina from UMGC, and we'll be giving an overview of project manager, right?
Of a program coordinator.
Program coordinator, my apologies.
No worries. So at UMGC here, you have two full-time program coordinators, and now we have an evening program coordinator. Khadija will be there whenever we're having classes from 3 to 8 p.m. So if you know there are classes going on, you see the light on, you can go get classes, get enrolled, sign up. You can figure out what we have available as well as even start your TA process. She'll be able to help you with all of that.
That honestly sounds amazing, having someone in the evenings. I know a lot of people in the military work weird shifts, so sometimes it's hard to get in between those normal working hours. Much really appreciated. How long was those hours going to be exactly?
So whenever we're having classes, we have the schedule posted on Facebook, so you guys should definitely post and comment on our Facebook post, UMGC Saganella, just putting that out there. And she will be there from 3 to 8 p.m. whenever we have classes. So our next class session will start January 15th. However, we are at the barracks on Wednesdays for walk-ins and NAS1 Monday through Friday.
What is the most asked questions you usually get when people are walking in?
I want to get started and I want to finish something before I leave here. What can I do? And obviously, we can't tell you what to do, but we can tell you how to get started and pretty much assist you from start to finish. As a program coordinator, we start from your high school transcripts to your joint service transcript, CCAF, any credits that you may have had, and then helping you move forward so that you can take the right classes and get that accomplishment knocked out.
It sounds great to have someone have your back. You should definitely stop by. And we're back in the studio, and we're going to be talking about tutors.com, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me about it?
All right, so I'm pretty sure many people have seen the commercials on TV where you have tutor.com. Well, UMGC offers all of its students 10 free hours every month. It restarts. This can be for psychology, this can be accounting, this can be for statistics, pretty much any subject that you can think of. We have either a professional tutor or a peer tutor. A peer tutor is someone who has done well in the class and they're hired by UMGC to help you out. So with the tutor.com, you can choose individual tutoring where you have that relationship with that person, or you can choose group tutoring. So if you want a group setting where you're working on a homework assignment and everyone is pitching in, we have those. Currently, we have it for statistics, a graduate level course, as well as an econ class, economics. So that changes every semester so that we fit the needs of everybody. And then we have the additional writing center. If you want to send in your paper and get feedback, your 10 hours do not start until they start reading your paper. So if they took only 30 minutes to read your paper, you still have 9.5 hours to go for tutor.com the rest of the month.
I was just wondering, how long does it usually take for a tutor to get back to you?
I personally used it. I sent in my paper because I was applying for graduate school with UMGC, and it took about 6 hours for me to receive feedback and have it ready to go.
That's actually pretty good. Same day.
Mm-hmm.
And what other classes do you usually see it offer? Is it just those three normally?
So I have seen psychology. I've seen English. I have seen writing. So it just depends on what the group setting is. But individual tutoring is no cost, available all the time for whichever subject you want.
Have you ever participated in those group homework settings you were talking about?
I have not personally. I am an independent learner. I know my strengths, and that is not one of them. But we offer that for people who do want that collaboration aspect, or if you don't want to feel singled out, you have that option, or even do both.
I heard there was a writing center too. Can you tell me about that too?
Yes. So the writing center has either a professor who can help you. You can reach out to the advisor if you have specific questions, as well as online videos and language guides, pretty much to help you format a paper for those common grammatical rules. I know everybody's using ChatGPT, but if you prefer to have the actual grammar and get it from an educated professional, that is available to you.
That definitely sounds like a good alternative, especially hearing it right from them instead of a robot. And we'll be hearing more from UMGC when we come back after the weather. If you're just tuning in, we're here to be talking about unit courses and the FAFSA. Can you get into that?
Yes. So unit courses, this is if you and eight of your peers want to get a class going. This doesn't have to be on our NAS1 site in the office or the classrooms. This can very well be in a conference room at your command. This could be anywhere improvised, a weekend, an evening, during lunch hour. I know several other locations across Europe with UMGC, they will get together in one of the classrooms, and then it will be 30 minutes over the course of 3 days as opposed to 2 or 3 hours. So this is a way that is more accessible for students to knock out that writing class and knock out that college algebra, psychology, or whatever you and your peers are interested in, and you can do it together. You have the support of the people who you work with daily, or if you don't want to work and go to school with the people that you work with, it can be friends who are also wanting to take that class. So this is a great opportunity for you to get those classes in a non-traditional way.
And Ella, say if people want to join in after one's already been started, is that possible?
Yes. So with our classes, depending on the setup, let's say we offer classes that are twice a week for 8 weeks, you can still join a week after started. So as long as you're able to complete the coursework and complete the course objectives, our professors are very flexible. They understand the duty schedule, they understand the mission, and they are very accommodating.
And let's just say if you got enough people together, how long would it take to route up and get approved and start the course?
Let me tell you, if you guys reach out to us today, we can have that class available for you January 15th if you want it, when our Spring 1 classes start. So we are very accommodating.
Well, that's definitely telling people to get things going.
Yes. Hurry. Email me.
She's ready to work. And let's talk about the FAFSA.
Yes, so that is another thing. It is not too late. FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. I know many people are thinking, oh, well, I didn't apply for it or I didn't take fall classes. It goes from July 1st to June 30th of the fiscal year. So you could be combining this with your tuition assistance. You could have this as extra money for extra classes, a new laptop, or whatever educational expenses you have. This goes to you. If you are a spouse, you can combine this with the MyCAA scholarship, or you can combine this with any other funds. It is something that determines your eligibility for a grant, or it can be for UMGC scholarships if you're ineligible for that grant.
And how long does it usually take for someone to do it who's never done it before?
So you can come into the office. We have student computers. You can come into the NAS1 office above the post office, or you can come to the NAS2 office in the barracks. And it will take about 15 to 20 minutes, minus having to put in your income tax information, but you will just put in your social security number and it'll pull it for you. But once you do it that one time, it pretty much populates all the answers and you just update your income taxes each time.
Okay, so you don't need to bring that much paperwork, just your W-2?
If you have a picture of it, you can just input it that way. So you do not have to bring any paperwork to us. Also, for our students who live in the barracks or you're busy, can't get to the office, we have also done a Zoom call where you share your screen and we help walk you through it. So there are plenty of options. No excuses, guys.
I was about to say, you're really leaving us no excuses. You're really making it easy. Appreciate that. Stay tuned to hear more from UMGC when we come back. And we're back in the studio and we're going to be talking about upcoming events that UMGC has planned. So what's going on?
Yes, so next Tuesday, December 10th, I expect you guys to be there. There will be an Italian language hour with Professor Visaloco. He will be teaching the Italian 1 class in January, but he will be here. We'll have Italian pastries, coffee, and you can learn some key phrases for free. So this is just pretty much like a taste of what the Italian class is like, as well as just getting to know some key phrases. You're not obligated to sign up for school at all. You can just come visit, learn some phrases, so order in a cafe, how to go into the mall, ask for anything. So please stop by. It is from 1 to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, December 10th. The flyer will be posted on our Facebook page tomorrow, so stay tuned.
Nice. It sounds like a great opportunity to meet your potential professor before you actually have to start the class.
Yes, and he lives for this. He was on the radio a couple months ago, and he loves the Sigonella community as well as UMGC. He's been here for over 30 years.
Oh, man, he must love if he's been here for over 30 years. And we have, what's the other event coming up?
So in January, we will be with the USO. We'll be doing a coffee connections with them whenever they have that available. So we will be having a nutrition professor do a demo. So stay tuned for that. That will be on Facebook as well.
I really appreciate you for coming out. Anything else you'd like to put out?
I would just like to give a reminder for the TA deadlines. If you're using tuition assistance for your January 8th classes, they are due January 1st. And if you're taking January 15th classes, it is due January 8th. And for Air Force, it is due December 26th.
Oh, wow. Thanks for coming out. As always, it's a good time. Can't wait to see you guys next. Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, buy some more of the Afternoon Alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best.